I've been making an effort lately to shorten the time that I speak because I'm using more and more of our preaching on video outreach areas where we're reaching out, and it seems like it's a bit more effective if it's not too lengthy, both here and out there. And I know one thing, I enjoy hearing it better myself if it has an end. Amen. Yeah. That's right. So you can stand if you would like. Amen. God is so good. Amen. I want to make a couple of statements here before I read a passage in Proverbs. I'll be in Proverbs, the third chapter, I think. But I just want to say this to you. Regardless of where you are in your walk with God, and regardless of how you came to God, and regardless of your understanding about God, mark this in your memory. Listen close to what I'm going to tell you. It's very, very important that you make sure in your relationship with God that you found a place in your life to repent of your sins, to get sins before God, confessing them to God, acknowledging that you're a sinner, and asking God for forgiveness and to help you to get that sin out of your life. Very important. Also, it's very important that you be baptized in water in the name of Jesus. There is no other name whereby we must be saved. Very important. Amen. And it's very important that you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost. It's not some other thing that the Holy Ghost is going to give you. The gift of the Holy Ghost is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Make sure that you repent of your sins, be baptized by immersion underwater in the name of Jesus for the removal of sin, according to Acts 2:38. And receive the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, God will give you a sign that He's really there. He will take control of your being, and He will even speak through you. It's called speaking in tongues, as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Now, that is something I felt like needed to be said tonight. If that confused you, this type of confusion is good. Because many times people have based their entire Christian life on something that has left some things out. Because the confusion of the past that's been handed down to us has resulted in a salvation plan that's not complete in many cases. But there is a completeness in Christ available. So no matter what, no matter where you're coming from, no matter who you are out there listening, watching, and here, make sure that in your Christian experience you include repentance, baptism in Jesus' name by immersion, and let God give you His Spirit. Now before I read the Word, let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Proverbs, the third chapter, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life, peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She, talking about wisdom, she's more precious than rubies, and all the things that you can desire are not to be compared with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay a hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding has established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. And I'm going to stop right there. You may be seated. And what I have just read is the answer to happiness. Happiness. Everybody say, happiness? You want to be happy? Peace of mind. Say, peace of mind. Amen. Prosperity. Amen. You can be happy, have peace of mind. What I'm talking about tonight is how to get rich and be happy and free. How to get rich and be happy and free. How many of you want to be rich and happy and free? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, some people put their trust in money and they think that'll make them rich. I'm not talking about money. But money can be included when you're rich. Sister Annie touched on something tonight that a lot of people miss, talking about that foundation being Jesus. That's what we're talking about. No matter what else in life we build or we plan, or we scheme, or we take part in, if we don't have Jesus in our life, it's all in vain. Amen. If you want to be sad and miserable and poor, leave Jesus out of your life. But I'm here tonight to talk about how to be happy and rich and free. Hallelujah. Amen. What I just read in Proverbs, the third chapter, is the answer. Amen. I could have announced that's what I want to talk about and then have read these verses and closed the book and said, that's your answer. But sometimes it takes a while for some of us to hear what's being said. Distractions, thoughts running through our minds, things that we're dealing with. So repetition is good. Amen. In case you didn't get it or hear it, in anything that I read or that I have said, I say to you tonight, you can be rich and happy and free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the answer is all found in getting wisdom in your life. Amen. Taking hold of wisdom. This kind of wisdom we're talking about comes from God. And you may think you're wise. Many people think they're wise in their own eyes. But the Scripture taught us and told us don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean to your own understanding. If you don't want to be miserable and unhappy and bound for the rest of your life, stop depending on your own understanding. Because our own understanding gets us mixed up. Our own understanding takes us down a dead-end path. Our own way of seeing things makes sense for a while, then all of a sudden we don't know what to do. We don't have the final answer. We don't have what it takes to fix everything that breaks. We don't have what it takes sometimes to know what to do in some situations. But there is an understanding that's available to all of you. When you come to those places where you don't know what to do, He knows the way. When you don't know how to get past the circumstances, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus is the wisdom of God. In the Proverbs, wisdom is referred to as she. Like she is something you need. That should make the Women's Lib movement happy. Because Jesus wants to be your mother to guide you along the way. Because your natural mother has limitations. He wants to be your comforting mother and your father who knows best. He wants to be your father who has the answer and the key and your provider to make a way for you so that you'll have a safe place to dwell. So that you won't have to figure everything out for yourself. You can depend on Dad and Mom to always be there. Always be there. Because there comes a time when you don't have your earthly father and mother anymore. But you can still grab a hold of God's wisdom and God's understanding and God's provisions and God's ability to make a way for you. God's ability to feed you and clothe you and make you rich. Hallelujah. And happy. And free. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. All right, where are we going to find it? Where do we look? Where do we go? Do we go to a professional person who has had a lot of training in mind manipulation? You know, just the other day, somebody called me on the phone and told me. I was in a professional person's office, pouring my heart out, my problems, and was paying this person to help me. And while I was talking to this professional I was paying, the professional got tired and was lying down, listening to me. And she said, as I continued to talk, after a while I looked at the scene and I started to chuckle. And she said, this professional person that was supposed to help me with my mental problem that I was having was lying there, and I was sitting there in her seat, and she was lying where the patients usually lie down. And so she said, this doctor said, why are you laughing? She said, because something doesn't seem quite right here. Something does. And you know what her doctor said? She said, I'm sorry, but your troubles have got me bothered. And I just needed a little bit of rest so I can think on these things. I think I'd be looking for a better doctor. You can take your problems to Jesus. It doesn't matter how complex it is. He's not going to be bothered by it. Somebody told me the other day, just a few days ago, I don't want to burden Jesus with this. Well, who do you want to burden? Me? Call me, talk for an hour. on something you don't want to talk to Jesus about? It's okay, I'll talk, but there's some burdens I can't handle. I've got a picture of a truck in Haiti. I've got a picture of a pickup truck in Haiti. It's a small pickup truck. And it has on the back of it about 80 Haitians trying to ride in this pickup truck. The poor little truck, the back of it's touching the ground. I don't know where they were going, but I know one thing, the truck was overburdened. Ain't no way a small pickup truck can carry 80 human beings. Amen. Somebody got to get off. Somebody's going to say, I'll let you go first and I'll wait my turn. But there is no amount of burdens you can bring to Jesus that's going to get Him down. You come to Jesus with your problems. And I don't care how many you are. You can be from Haiti. You can be from Germany. You can be from Australia. You can be from the United States, Czechoslovakia, Russia. It doesn't matter. Bring all your problems. Bring them all. No matter what they are. And tell it to Jesus. And you can be free. You can be free. You can be free. Thank you, Lord. What we need is the wisdom to do that. If you have the wisdom to come to church, if you don't do any more than that, you just want to be in church, that's coming from God. That didn't come from just life in general, the way life usually is. You have to overcome some things just to want to come to church. There are a lot of other places we could be. There are a lot of other sounds you could be listening to right now. There's a lot of music you could hear that sounds better than some of ours. There are singers that can sing in ways that we can't even compare to as far as professional quality and so forth. There are places that are more modern and nice. And there are people who are more enthused, energetic. Man, this sister got up here tonight and started singing. She made me feel good. She made me feel happy. Amen. There's just something about that spring, that something that, it wasn't just a song. The song was beautiful. But there was something more than a song there. There was something more than a song there. There was a happiness there. There was a freedom there. Amen. It made me want to join in the happiness. It made me want to be a part. I wanted to start going like this. Amen. I see some of these films of missionaries in other places. In Africa. And the people start singing. Thousands of them line up to start singing. And I see them. You know, that's what I see. Thousands of people. Hallelujah. 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 And they go on for hours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it goes on and on. I wonder, how did they do it? And I look at the crowd and I don't see one fat person in the crowd. We get so comfortable. We get so comfortable. We love to eat. We love our free country full of junk food. See, I can talk because I'm not fat. Thank you. Somebody in a real nice way agreed with me. Amen. Amen. But we get ourselves into these situations where we can't breathe like we used to breathe. We know what it is, but we don't want to say anything about it. I can't climb this hill because I'm out of breath. Oh, there's not anything wrong with the hill.
Nothing wrong with a hill. And we know what it is, but we don't want to say it, and we sure don't want somebody else to say it. Because when we get through climbing that hill, we're going to sit down and eat. Drink a milkshake or two. And if somebody dares to tell us the truth, we don't want them talking to us about these things. Since we don't have any overweight people, let me just ask you this. If you were overweight, I'm not going to stay on this very long. You're welcome. If you were overweight, you probably wouldn't like it if people kept reminding you, you're too fat. I changed the subject. But you know what? Even though you don't like that, and even though it just really bothers you and you want to strike back, you know what you're going to do? You're going to keep right on eating. Even if you can't breathe. I tried to run to get to this hamburger. Now, what would it take to change that whole situation? The wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge that is available, and you know it is, but there is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. So if you're fat, you're fat because you choose to be fat. Hey, look, I'm fat, so I'm talking to me too, right? We are fat because we choose to be fat. It wasn't a good choice, and we didn't mean to make the choice, but we made the choice every time we ate that banana pudding. I'm going to eat this no matter what, because I want it. I want this fried chicken. And don't tell me I'm fat, because it makes me mad. Pass the biscuits. And then when somebody comes along and they're lifting weights, doing push-ups, Brother Philip just irritates me. I come down from going upstairs and unlock the door before church sometimes, and we got a lot of stairs out there, folks. And sometimes I go up, I'm in a hurry, and when I get through going up those stairs, and I come back in here, and I see Brother Philip in the floor doing push-ups. Yeah. 91, 92, 93, 94. And he's not even out of breath. Amen. I could do that too. I can do 100 push-ups and not get out of breath too. But not right now. Not right now. Wait a while. Because I'm going to have to find what it takes to overcome a few things. There is going to have to come a point where I have to learn to say no. I want it, but no. Why? Because I'm making a choice to change. So this may be light and it may be funny, but I'm just saying, if you want to stay fat and bound and not so free and not so happy when skinny people walk by, there is an answer. And it's found in making a decision to make a choice to change.
cut that part and let's go on.
If you want to be happy and free and rich in Jesus, you can. But most people go through life and opportunity presents itself. You'll need the wisdom to make this decision to change. And people in general find it easier to keep going like they are. One more drink. One more high. But that stuff's not good for you. Yeah, but I need one right now. One more smoke. One more this, one more that. We could name a multitude of things. And they go on living miserably, unhappy, feeling all bound on the inside. Praise God. In the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter whether you're skinny or fat, rich or poor, ugly or pretty. Jesus can make a difference for you. Hallelujah. Jesus can make a difference for you. What we need is the wisdom that it takes to say, that's what I want. That's what I want. To overcome this thing to say, okay, I'm going to do it the way I've always done it. I'm going to keep on like I've always been. No, stop in your tracks and say, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. Now I want to do better. And I can't do better on my own. My own understanding has me reaching for the wrong things. Give me wisdom. Here comes Jesus. I'm here. What will you have me to do? Oh, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Receive your sight. Oh, Lord, that I could hear. Deaf ears, be unstopped. Oh, God, that I could understand. Have your understanding open. Oh, God, I'm a leper. I'm unclean. I'm a sinner. Can you help me? Be thou clean. Hallelujah. We just got to find that place in our lives where we will pray and seek after wisdom. Seek after God. Hallelujah. Well, what about that part that says, give of your first fruits. You know, give a... Boy, when people hear about that, they think, all right, here we go again, the preacher. That's all he ever think about is money. Money, 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 money. It's not always money. First fruits can be a lot of things. Amen. It could be just simply put God first in your life. Amen. In everything you do, acknowledge Him in all your ways. That includes money. Hey, don't hold back on God. Amen. If you're giving your life to Him, you're giving your feet to Him, you're giving your hands to Him, you're giving your heart to Him, give your pocketbook to Him. Clap your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Now I'm talking about how to get rich. What do you have that you can't give to God? What do you own that's so important and so dear to you? I had somebody talking to me just a few days ago who was thinking about killing herself. And in the same conversation, she was talking about how dear all these wonderful things that her mother had left her, and precious they were, and she would never give them up. That don't make a lot of sense. I'm going to kill myself, but I would never give up these things. That's not wise. That's not wisdom like I'm talking about. There's a wisdom that comes from above. Killing yourself is not the answer. Don't let that be the bottom line of what, you know, don't let your life end up, oh, I lived and then I killed myself. No, wait a minute. Life comes from God. And just on the other side of this valley, if you can just keep walking through the valley, you're going to come out on the other side. But if you get stuck in the valley and you just start looking at the hills around you and you don't know what to do and you're down here, you're hopeless and there is no answer. There's no way to turn. It'll close in on you. It'll close in on you and you feel so hopeless, so unable to make it. When you don't know what to do, keep walking. When you don't know where you're going, keep going. Hallelujah. When you don't know what the answer is, keep seeking. Praise God. When you don't have what you need yet, keep reaching out and trying to find what it is. Keep searching. Keep trying. I want to tell you, there is an answer. There is a problem solver on the throne. There is a key that unlocks those doors that are closed in your life. There is a king over all kings, and there is a lord over all lords, and there is an open door that cannot be closed by any power on earth. It's an open door to the treasures of God, to the riches of God, to the answers that are available through God. All we've got to do is when we get in this situation when we don't know what to do, lean on Him. Lean on Him. Oh God, You know the way that I take. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. I'm bound and I don't know how to be free. I feel so poor and so inadequate and I don't have what it needs or what I need in my life. Oh God, You know where I am, what I am, who I am, what it's all about. I don't know what to do. Here comes wisdom. Get wisdom. And she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retains her. Keep it in your life. Keep it in your life. She's more precious than rubies. Hey, rubies are... You get a lot of rubies, you're rich. How many of you would like to have a lot of rubies? I'd like to have a lot of rubies. Think of all the hamburgers you could buy. While you watch people exercise, sit there and eat those hamburgers. She's more precious than rubies. And Brother Rick, you make me angry too. I shake your hand, sometimes I reach up and I touch your arm and it's like a brick. Anytime I have an enemy, he's on my side. When I was a child, I wanted to be a muscle man. I saw these big old guys, you know, all these big muscles, you know. So I decided I'd become one. And I watched them on TV, and I saw what they did. They had these great big weights, and they'd lift them. And these great big balloons would just come out on their chest. And oh, I said, man. They're ugly, but I want to be just like that. Yeah, so I started working on it. Amen. I also had a paper out during those days. Had a moped. And I would ride my little moped, my motorbike, and throw those papers. And when it came collection time, I'd get this money and make enough profit that I was able to spend some of it and on things that I wanted. And I always wanted milkshakes and hot dogs and stuff that I like. Man, you get a kid, I don't care what he wants to be when he grows up, you put some money in his pocket. Hey, man, he's going to get what he wants if he can. I remember hearing one of those muscle men said, he said, I run so much every day, and I walk, and I do this, and I do that. I said, I'll start doing that. So I started walking. I had this favorite place where I bought milkshakes. It was over a mile from my house. They said, walk fast and swing your arms. I did. Every day, I walked fast, swinging my arms to that Dairy Queen place. Amen. You know what? I didn't lose any weight. And pretty soon, I just quit doing the walking. I started riding my moped. Amen. Ain't nothing like a good cold chocolate shake on a hot summer day for an ambitious young person that wants to be a muscle man. And it didn't affect me. Children, take a look at me. Do you want to be like me when you grow up? Stop eating that junk food. Amen. Come up here. Come up here, Justin. Come up here. I want to show y'all something. There was a time in my life when I was the size of this man. I was. When I was his age, I was probably skinnier than he is. It's the truth, Justin. When I was your age, I was just like you. I might have been meaner than you, but I looked so much. You see my pictures. They call me the runt of the school. I was skinny Rennie. You can go be seated. That was me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Something happened between there and here. Right now, at 60 years of age, I could go back to that size if I would change my eating habits. And right now, I don't care what you are, who you are. Amen. You can have liberty and freedom just as a young person can run and jump and play and do things that maybe you can't do. You can have that kind of liberty in a spiritual way simply by changing the way it's always been in your life. And it doesn't have to take long months of exercise programs and dieting. It's just an instantaneous thing. Right now, Lord, I'm tired of being so fat on this world. I would like to be what you want me to be. Make me as a good child of God in your eyes. Hallelujah. Suddenly, you can be a muscle man or a strong, stout lady for God. Suddenly. Hallelujah. Rich, happy, and free. Need some wisdom. Hey, I'm almost through. I'm glad there's nobody here that gets offended when we talk about these things. Amen. More precious than rubies? Amen. More precious than rubies is wisdom. One of the scriptures talks about the pearl of great price. It talks about when we get to heaven, there's going to be a gate of pearl. Now, the man that Brother John was referring to that wrote that article about, I haven't seen a lion and a lamb lying down together, he's missing something. It's called spiritual application. If all you can see is the natural side of everything, you're missing the wisdom of God. Amen. It's better to see these unseen things through the eyes of faith as God gives you the ability to see that there's something beyond what these eyes behold. Amen. If all you ever see is the natural, then all you'll ever get will be the natural. Amen. And the penalty for never getting beyond the natural. Amen. But there's that gate of pearl. Are you expecting to rub on a great big giant pearl someday and say, open up, says me. They don't make oysters that big. The gate to heaven is Jesus. A wall of jasper. Man, jasper's valuable. Are you expecting to get to heaven someday and say, my, look at all this jasper? Study it. Study it with your understanding opened. And you're going to be looking at Jesus and say, how precious you are. He is your gate. And He is the jewelry that's all over heaven. He is your street of gold.
He is your pearl of great price. That might leave you with a lot of questions. So what are we going to do when we get to heaven? Just be like just a vapor out there saying, I'm in Jesus. Hey, wait a minute. If you've ever thought of heaven as being wonderful, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. So I don't care how much you thought about jasper and pearls and riches and mansions, you don't know nothing. It's greater than anything you ever thought about. Heaven is way beyond. It would be nice to live in a big mansion and have jasper walls and streets of gold. It would be wonderful to say, oh, how rich I am. But you don't know how rich you really will be. That's nothing to compare to how God has prepared something for those that love Him. Hallelujah. It's far beyond our imagination, what we can think. Far beyond what our ears can hear. Far beyond anything our eyes have ever beheld. Gold is precious to us. Jasper, jewels, emeralds. It's all precious to us. So God uses language that we can understand to let us know. It's going to be good. You want to be rich? Go to heaven. Hallelujah. You want to be free on your way there? Get wisdom. You want to be happy? Grab hold of Jesus. Grab hold of Jesus. Grab hold of Jesus. Grab hold of Jesus. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Let us stand. Grab hold of Jesus. I was with a friend of mine several years ago. He's dead now, but Brother Bill Berryhill, a friend of mine, Brother Berryhill said that he had just come from a very sad experience. He'd been with one of his friends who had just passed away. And Brother Berryhill had tears in his eyes as he spoke to me. And he said, Brother Rendell, this really tore me up. I said, what was it, Brother Berryhill? He said, I was with this gentleman, this friend of mine that I've known for years. I watched him die. And he said, I asked him just before he died, can we have prayer together? He said, the man never had lived for God. He said there'd been times that he came close to coming to church but never would go to church. But he said, during this moment as he was dying, he said, I asked him, could we just have prayer together? He told me the man's last words before he closed his eyes and died was this. When I could have, I would not. And now I would, but I cannot. And he died. I don't want to end up like that. When I would, I could not. Or when I could, I would not. And now I would, but I cannot. And he died. Friends of mine tonight, if you're alive and breathing, even if you're breathing fast, even if you're tired and feeling bound and miserable, today, if you will, you can. Hallelujah. You can pray. Prayer moves mountains. Have faith when you pray. Prayer to God brings wisdom. Surrendering your life to God brings happiness and freedom, peace of mind, and a promise of eternal life. Put Him first in your life, and everything that God owns will be yours. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, is there any word that I have spoken that you could take that's still lingering in somebody's heart and cause that word to prompt them to make a strong decision tonight to do what it takes to break free, to be changed, to be brought forward, to be able to say, Lord, I know that you're my answer. Lord, I pray right now that you would take these words and multiply it just as you multiplied the bread and the fish for the multitudes. Cause somebody's heart to change. Cause somebody to say, I don't want to be like I've always been. And thus, I'm willing to do what it takes to break free. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Then give them the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that's available just because their heart is something that's turned toward Jesus, as you have done for many of us many times. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So whoever you are tonight, we've got a small congregation, but there are people here with needs in your lives. The psychological way that you have revival is because it's a lot less pressure. As the preacher comes to this point and he says, anybody has a need, you have a problem, you know, let's just all gather together and let's just all come up. But I want you to be seated down. Let's don't do it the way that's convenient. Is there anybody that's tired of this rat race of life? So tired of it and so willing to have a better life that it doesn't matter at this point what anybody thinks or how it seems? You want to come and sit in this chair and have us pray for you that your life will be filled with wisdom and knowledge of God. And you want God to direct your paths. Amen. So, there's an empty seat. Come on, have a seat. Have a seat. Let's get another chair. Amen. Brother Bradley, bring us another chair. I believe there's some people wanting to sit around here at this table of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's another chair. And here's another person says, I want my life to be different. Everybody start praying right now. Bring chairs as people need chairs. Chairs. People saying, I want my life to be better. I want it to be better. We still got another vacant chair. If anybody wants to sit in it, you're welcome. Oh, God, help me. I want to change. I want my life to be changed tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not trying to pull any tricks. I just felt led to do it different. You're making an effort to get up and come up here and say, I want my life changed. Another chair over at this end. Somebody wants to use it tonight. Here comes somebody else. We're going to need some more chairs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is here to meet your need tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm inviting you to come up and have a seat in a place where God is going to give some people answers, security. Amen. Strength. Peace of mind, hope and help in a time of need. Thank you, Jesus. Now I would like to ask the rest of you, if you would, to stand up. And we want to give these people our support and our backing. Amen. The Bible says, the Word of God says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. It also says He inhabits the praise of His people. Tonight, one by one, those of you that are standing, I want you to pick somebody that you would like to come and stand near. Amen. Come on up. If you don't have room, move around to the side or come around to the front. But come up here. And your purpose for coming up here tonight is, I'm coming to be supportive. I'm coming to pray with them. I'm coming to worship God. I'm coming to believe God. I'm coming to stand on the promise of God and to be here with them as they claim what God has available and to worship our God as they receive. Amen. You don't have to make these folks. These folks know what to do. And they've done, and most for the most part, all they know to do. Amen. All we need now is a breakthrough. Let's get through this valley. Let's get past this wall. Let's go over on top of the mountain now. Let's let God do a work in our lives that none of us can do. Hallelujah. We just want to worship Him. We want to praise Him. Amen. We want to praise Him. If you feel like putting your hands on somebody's shoulder or laying hands on them in the name of Jesus, take your liberty tonight. Because we've done everything else we know to do. How about let's just do what we feel led of God to do. And see what God will do for those who are saying, I need this. I need this right now. Hallelujah. Right now, all of you sitting and all of you standing, start calling on Jesus. From your heart, call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing that's withheld from any one of us. Everything that God has is available for everybody here tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All of you that are here, worship your God. Receive from your God that's available to us all. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I seek after you. I need you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We need you tonight, God. We need you tonight. Amen. And if you're at a point right now, you don't know words to say, you don't know how to do what you need to do, it's okay. Nobody's expecting anything out of you except you're just here and you're here in the presence of God. All I'm asking you to do is open up your heart to Jesus and let Jesus take full charge. He has the answers. He knows what to do. He knows what to do next. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this point, we could stop, go home, and get something to eat, or we can continue and let God break through to our barriers and say, I'm here to rescue you. I'm here to set you free. I'm here to give you the great riches of glory that your soul longs for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Call on the name of 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's power in praise. There's power in praise. He inhabits the praise of His people. If we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out praises to Him. There's nothing quieter than a rock. Hallelujah. Praise is accompanied with noise. Oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Let the sea roar. Let the trees of the forest clap their hands. Hallelujah. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. All this is instruction from wisdom and understanding. You want God? Don't be afraid. Don't be timid. Don't hold back. Throw those hands up. Lift up your voice. Open up your heart. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise you, the Lord. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Lord, I worship you. I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I glorify you. I don't know how to praise you like you want me to praise you. I don't have what it takes to give you what you're asking of me. Oh God, come in my life and give it to yourself. Oh God, make me available to you in such a way that you can take from me what you want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Freely, Lord, I give my life to you. Jesus. Jesus. I want to worship you. I want to honor you with my substance. I want to honor you with the first fruit of everything I am and everything I have. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my mind. I give you my soul. I give you my body. I give you everything. Take me, Lord, and make me what you want me to be. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 You know what to do. Are you willing to do it? Hallelujah. The answer is in praise. Worship. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Not the way you've always done it, but the way God wants it to be. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. If you're sitting down and you want to stand up, you can. If your hands are down and you want to lift them up, you can. If your voice is quiet and you want to open up and shout, you can. What's to hold you back tonight? What's to stop you tonight from having total victory in your life? What devil is strong enough to stop God from giving you what you're seeking for? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, God. Wonderful thing about God. Amen. It's different than the ways of the world. In the world, you have to learn how to exercise. In the kingdom of God, you don't have to know anything. Praise God. You just have to be willing. Just have to be willing. You don't have to know how to pray. Just be here. And we pray and we praise. You're here and that's your prayer. Now worship Him. And He's here to meet your need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You came forward. That was a surrender. That was a step to God, saying, I'm here. Amen. I put the place where God meets the needs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. You know what? There's some changing going on around here tonight. There's some changing going on around here tonight. Some people are not willing to do some things that their heart that's tuned toward God is saying, you need to do this. But I believe tonight some of you are going to start changing because of something that's happening now. Hey, Lord, even that, even though I don't understand it, I'm willing. I'm willing. Take the way that I think it should be. Replace it with the way you want it to be. Thank you, Jesus. Are you willing to let God be full authority in your life? I guarantee you tonight, if you've made that decision, amen, things are going to be different from this point forward. It's going to be better. Amen, you're going to get higher than you've ever been. Amen. You're going to have more of a feeling of victory than you've ever known. Thank you, Jesus. The ultimate of salvation is not speaking in tongues. That's a gift accompanied. That's something that's accompanied with the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's something you receive as you receive God, as an assurance that God is with you on your way to even more victory. After you speak in tongues, you're just a beginner in learning what this is all about. It's just part of the journey. Buy a pair of shoes, the tongues come with it. Get the Holy Ghost, the tongues come with it. Now what do we do with it? Hey, you go forward with the power of God in your life to say to the devil, get out of my life. In Jesus' name. You go forward with God in your life. You've got all the signs behind you now. With signs following you. You lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to have an ordinary church. Don't want to do the same old that everybody does. I want whatever God has. Whew. See these Africans over there on these videos jumping up and down? I want that. I saw 17 people praising God who had been raised from the dead. They all had been dead. I don't believe that. Well, you probably won't believe anything's going on here either. If God can't raise the dead today, He can't heal your toothache. Thank you, Jesus. He can't do anything if He can't do that. Not hard for God to raise the dead. Praise God. You get 1 million people praying in Jesus' name. Some of the loved ones are out there not enjoying it because they're dead. And they pray, oh God, do something now. And He just raised them up and brought them to the revival. 17 of them. These ex-dead people were saying, hallelujah! I died, but now I'm alive. You think that only happened in the Bible? Hey, we're in the Bible. Praise Him tonight. Praise Him. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God. Doesn't it feel good just to be willing, just to go forward? Doesn't it feel good just to be in the presence of the Lord? Oh, bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. It even feels good to stand up a little longer than you used to. You know, when you get to that point, I want to sit down because I'm so tired. And He's going so long. And I hope He don't say something else because my feet's hurting, my back's hurting. My neck's hurting, my shoulders are hurting. And He's going to talk some more. What if you got your mind off your aches and pains for a minute and worship God anyhow? What are you going to do when I dismiss you? It's more important than this. Glory. Right now we're on the edge of eternal happiness, eternal riches, eternal freedom. And it ain't no hurting back that's going to stop us. You need to lay down and go to sleep a while. I want the rest of you to praise God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, because that's what He's asking us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is that all your heart? Is that all your heart? Is there anything else that you put your heart into more than this? God knows about it. Is there anything that turns you on more than this moment. I'm talking about with all your heart tonight. Praise God with everything that's in you. Eternal life is worth putting your heart into it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how to. You don't? Well, how come you got so excited when you got that thing that you always wanted? You didn't know how to do it then, but you did. Well, if you don't know how to do it now, I'm talking about a prize greater than any present you ever got. I'm talking about riches beyond any money you've ever known about. I'm talking about happiness beyond any happiness you've ever experienced. Can you put your heart into praise? Praise! Praise to God! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you. My body is trying to hold me back. My mind is trying to hold me back. The way I am is trying to hold me back. But I don't want to be held back, God. Here I am. I want to worship you. I want to praise you. I want to give my life to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Make me what you want me to be, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory. 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 On the day of Pentecost, when they came to get what they needed from the Lord, resting in the promises of God, those people stayed together in that room for about 8 days and nights, waiting. In the midst of all their waiting, they got hungry, they got tired. They didn't know what to do or how to do it. But they had one thing. It was the promise that was left to them. And they were going to wait and wait because they believed God's word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After a while, after a few days, somebody said, "Thank you, Jesus." And it was like setting the place on fire. Then somebody else said, "Hallelujah. Praise God." And then it started spreading. "Thank you, Jesus." Pretty soon it became so loud that the sound was heard all across the city. What is that? Sounds like a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the place where they were sitting. It filled all the place. What was it? It came like a sound from heaven. As of a rushing mighty wind, like as fire set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues. You've only been up here for 15 minutes. They were willing to wait 8 days, but it happened. It happened. But the promise of God is the promise that will come true. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I was a kid, they took me to church meetings that lasted till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And when we would go home, nobody could talk. Dad would say to Mom, "So it was a good service." She said, "It really was." "What was wrong with them? They had the flu?" "No, they had what they call, back in those days, the Pentecostal croup. They shouted and praised God so much they lost their voices. But the next night they were right back there doing it again." Hallelujah. Tell you what, the services back in those days were not quality for TV. And they were not good for CDs. Because all you had was, "Thank you, Jesus." That's almost out of order today, isn't it? God bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. Let's all stand to our feet and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Let everything that has breath praise Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed is the holy name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed is the holy name of the Lord Jesus. Glory unto our God. Glory unto our God. Glory unto our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, for fulfilling your word. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, blessed is your holy name, O Lord. You're worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Amen. Take the time to break up the fallow ground in your heart. Amen. The stony heart. Roll the stone away and God can bring something forth in your life. God, we thank you for this time. We're not here to dismiss. We're just here to say, God, we thank you for keeping everyone that's here. And we'll come back again, Lord, to worship your name together as a group. God, be with these people. Go forward. Praise God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Let God be with you. God bless you tonight.